In the topsy-turvy world of COVID-19, Americans plan for the summer, including summer camp. In this Northern Soundbite, Summer Sessions director Michelle Bartlett says when UAF administrators closed the campus, she and her team scrambled to put together a plan B for their summer camps. For transparency, I should mention I work with Summer Sessions to produce Down Memory Lane on Monday nights. Here's Michelle.
The question was, were we going to do anything at all? You know, that was the question. I've always felt that there's this really strong tie between the community and the university, and that the university really belonged to the Fairbanks community, and we really needed to respond to them in any way that we could possibly do during a time that was really hard for everyone. So that's what we did. We talked to our instructors, and we've been developing these things little by little because we had to start all over again.
And so what did you end up with?
Well, the first one to respond was Alishka, who was the cross-country ski and running coach for UAF. And we did a sort of a mountain kid kind of skiing virtual camp, which she was exceedingly creative with. Melissa Sykes, who was going to teach a junior gardening class, was able to adapt that. Butterfly yoga was something that Teal Rogers, who has done Errol Silks, was very much interested in doing something. So she came up with butterfly yoga. Archaeology, Scott Shire from the museum was able to convert it. Sean Walkland, who is doing the cooking, has done it. And we had to not only come up with these camps, design the camps, but then come up with a marketing strategy. And we can't just put it all out like we did in this little booklet. We kind of roll it out as they get developed. So what you see online right now is not the end. So how do you market something differently again?
Yeah, so how do you do that?
Well, you reach out to Cooperative Extension, who sends it out through their listservs. We reached out to the Folk School, to North Star Ballet, to Susie at Calypso Farms, and to Mark Oldmixon with the Rec Center, who has a list that he can send it out to. Anybody who had a listserv that may have served children, we said, would you send it out? And in turn, if you're offering something, let us know. And as we roll our camps out, we will also include what you're doing. So this sort of cross advertising has been happening, which has been wonderful. Again, stronger relationships with the Fairbanks community. But the interesting thing that happened that we never expected or never even thought about is we have students enrolling out of Fairbanks. We've had kids in junior gardening from Wasilla and Juneau. We have in the archaeology camp, we have kids from Skagway, Valdez, and Big Lake. In the cooking camp, we just got a registration from J-Bear, the Joint Base Elmendorf in Anchorage. So all of a sudden, these things that had been local are now being offered on a statewide basis. And I have nieces and nephews out of state that want to take it. And so it's this thing that was very local is now not only statewide, but potentially nationally.
If people want to know more, they just go to the Summer Sessions website, right?
There's a couple of ways they can find out about it. They can go to the Summer Sessions website, uaf.edu/summer/camps, or they can send us an email to summer@alaska.edu. And as we roll camps out, we will send them an announcement.
You can find links to UAF Summer Sessions camps and other events at the KUAC Northern Soundbite website.